Hello, creative people. It is November the 30th. This is the last day of Napod Pomo and the last day of our Creativity X project. We've made it to the end. Yay! Your assignment today is, you might think that I'm going to be evil to you today because it's the last day and I've been trying to sort of ramp up to some more challenging stuff. But actually, what I'd like you to do today is a sort of a community thing. What I'd like is for you all to do a self-portrait, and I'd like you to try and apply the same things that we did with our lighting assignments and the portrait assignments, and just think about where you place yourself, what angles you're going to take photographs of yourself from. It is much more flattering to take a photograph from above than it is from below. You can change the shape of your face by putting the camera to the left or to the right or from above or below. Have a look at how your face looks when you move the camera around and find an angle that that does things like, you know, minimises double chins and maybe minimises if you've got, like I have, you know, fat cheeks or something like that. You know, you can find angles that are more flattering. So have a look at the way your face looks from different angles. Have a look at the way the light hits your face. And have a play with maybe sitting next to a window. If you can get a nice big window and sit in there, you could get lovely sort of side-lit softbox light. You can get a nice soft light. Lots of opportunities here to play around with your camera's front-facing, with your phone's front-facing camera. Get a nice self-portrait. Also, remember, you want your head in the head in a clean spot. You want to make sure that your background isn't cluttered, and if you've got any surrounding elements in the environment that you could use as leading lines, use those. Also, if you can keep the light to your face so that you can sort of focus yourself as the main subject, that's something else that's fun to do. Also, check for catch lights in eyes. It really livens a portrait up to have a little spot of light reflected in each eye, just to sort of give a little bit of sparkle to the eyes. That really improves a portrait a great deal. The other thing that greatly improves a portrait is having the hands in the picture. I think I mentioned this on the portrait assignment. So if you can take enough of yourself that you can have your hands in the shot, that's great too. So lots of options there. I would like to say a massive thank you to all the people that have been taking part. I have a list here that I think is everybody, but I hope I'm not missing anyone out. So my list says Neil Hopkins, Janelle Yates, Rob Allen, Nancy Hayes, Rob Griffiths, Georgina Allen, Marienda Griffiths, Jim Lovell, Ginger Grant, Will Kay, and Luke Moreau, and and Jen Thorpe, and I think we had Kim Andrews briefly. Just going down my list. Janelle Yates, did I mention Janelle? That might be everybody. Anyway, if I've missed anybody, I do apologise. But thank you to everybody that's taken part at any point during the Creativity X project. It is now over to you guys to tell me, would you like me to carry on doing this? It won't be daily, because it's, you know, quite a lot of work, frankly. And particularly in the last week, it's been very difficult for me to keep up, because I've had, you know, so much actual paying work taking my time up. But would you guys like to carry on and do a weekly Creativity X, just as a sort of an ongoing project, really? I've really enjoyed it. I think this has been incredibly valuable, to me at least. I hope you guys think so too. And if you're up for it, please post a comment on Google+ on this thread. Let me know what you think. So thank you again to everybody for taking part. I will definitely be carrying on doing something, and I'd really appreciate it if you pass this on to your friends. I know you've all been doing a great job of doing that anyway, and copy and pasting in my little blurb about what Creativity X is, and maybe we can find some other fun things to do with the creativity assignments. Ruth's got in mind that maybe we should do an e-book or something. So, there's a possibility there. I welcome all your thoughts and all your feedback. Thank you very much for joining in. I will catch up with you very soon. Bye-bye.